you know, we didn't anticipate self-funding a campaign. I am very proud that I will participate in the taxpayer-funded program of campaign finance reform. It is certainly something that allows me to be immediately viable, to tell the message to the taxpayers of what we need to do to bring New York State back. This will be an investment by the New York State taxpayers to make sure that we have the ability to tell people and explain what it is we're doing in New York State and what it is we need to do to make this the Empire State again. And I'm very proud to participate in that program. I think the number one reason the Republican Party has been adverse to campaign finance is because of the fraud that we've seen, especially in places like New York City. You have a CPA attorney that has two, I have two licenses that I could lose if I screw this thing up, okay? I'm putting that on the line, and I will protect that money as if it's my own. And I will accept that money in a fiduciary capacity, almost like an attorney's escrow account, and I will use that money to put out the message that so that taxpayers have a choice. The taxpayers are basically making an investment in my campaign, so they have a choice between two men who will take New York State for the next 4 years, hopefully back to the promised land. So I think the Republican Party, if they put their faith in me like they are today, will see that we will use that money wisely, and we will use it to further the interest of New York State. I think it's an absolute important mechanism to this campaign. When I talk to my wife and the kids, even my son knows, Dad, where are you going to get the money from? All right, I mean, he's learning the value of a dollar. He's starting to work, and even he said that we've got to be viable. And I think that matching program puts us in a spot that we otherwise would not have been in.